BC car dealers are looking to back a political party in next month's provincial election that will offer more rebates and reduce taxes on automobiles. The Langley-based New Car Dealers Association of BC, NCDA, is calling for support for more than 400 dealerships that are responsible for $17 billion in retail vehicle sales across the province, said President and CEO Blair Qualey. An election campaign, whether it be local, provincial, or federal, is not something our association and dealer members take lightly, Qualey noted. In every respect, it serves as an opportunity to encourage candidates to work with us and create win-win approaches that support our sector and the economy, he added. BC's new car luxury tax, the Clean BC Go Electric Passenger Vehicle Rebate Program, and BC's mandated annual sales targets for zero-emission vehicles are among the areas of concern. For instance, car luxury tax extends to some vehicles that may not be considered luxury items, such as trucks, minivans, and SUVs used by families for transportation to and from school or work. Today, the average cost of a new vehicle is $66,000, while the threshold for BC's luxury tax is $55,000, pushing the price of a new vehicle beyond the reach of many families, Qualey explained. If the government won't remove the tax, he insisted politicians must address the matter in a different way, by adjusting the threshold to a higher level. He was also critical of the CleanBC's Go Electric Passenger Vehicle Rebate Program. It was intended to make zero-emission vehicles more affordable, but has proven to have done the opposite, said Qualey. Recent program changes have removed 75% of vehicles previously eligible for a provincial rebate. While there is a price differential between EVs and their gas equivalents, the NCDA recommends adequate rebate levels be reinstituted. With the provincial election approaching on October 19, Qualey said, "Our collective message to would-be MLAs and their political parties is that through action, we can ensure a brighter future for new car dealers, staff, and communities in which they operate."